Check, 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 check.
Ready?
Hello and welcome to Come Talk With Me, a podcast about sensuality and guiding women and men to the pinnacle of pleasure. My guest today is April, 23, a primary teacher in Omaha, who doesn't believe she has ever reached orgasm.
And rolling pre-record.
This is Come Talk With Me, a podcast about finding new paths to pleasure. Everybody should have access to the best possible orgasm if they want it. I've dedicated my life every day to making this a reality. Join us weekly when we talk to a guest about their struggles and how we can resolve them.
Back to live in 3, 2, 1, and go.
Welcome to the Come Talk With Me podcast. This week, as with every week, we are sponsored by Cumtown. There is always a good time to be had at Cumtown. Let's see what is going on there this week.
Rolling tape.
Come on down to the cock lockdown. We've got big locks for small cocks and small locks for big cocks. Christmas locks, birthday locks. We even have the new F35 model shock lock. Cock lock dock conveniently located within Cumtown. Use offer code CTWM for 20% off an order of 3 locks or more. Shock locks not included.
Out of pre-record.
Hello, welcome back to the Come Talk With Me podcast. Let's meet our guest. Hi, April.
Hi, I'm April. Is it okay like this or closer to the mic?
That's perfect, honey. Tell us about yourself.
Okay, I'm 23. I live in Omaha. I teach third grade.
And, April, you've never had an orgasm?
Well, I'm not sure. I felt good before. Mm-hmm. When I have sex with my boyfriend, I sometimes... is he going to hear this?
Look, men don't listen to this podcast. Go on.
Okay. Well, I guess sometimes it kind of builds up, you know... Here.
Honey, the listeners can't see you.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I mean, it kind of builds up, you know, kind of in the pit of my stomach. Like, mm-hmm. I can feel something is happening, but then, I mean, he's great, okay? He's the best. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah. It's over, and then it's over.
Right. I understand. Sure. We've heard that story before on Come Talk With Me. You aren't alone. But what about on your own, alone, without your boyfriend?
Alone? Oh, like alone, alone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I don't really... I mean, you don't really... God's watching...
April, this is a safe space for you. You can tell me anything. I won't judge you.
Really? Okay. Well, I've experimented and stuff. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I had this stuffed animal that I would,
I think I know where you're coming from. But nothing ever worked for you? I mean, on your own? You never achieved orgasm on your own?
Well, one time I was thinking about Taylor Lautner.
Yes, he is delicious. Go on.
Well, I was experimenting and I thought something was happening, but I guess I got scared or something, and then nothing did happen.
Yeah, I see. April, First, I want to thank you for your honesty. We all appreciate how brave you are to come here today. Now, I want you to know there is nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You are not less than. You are valid and valuable. I can see you nodding, so I know you're hearing me. But are you hearing me?
Yes. Yes, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I just thought... Well, I thought if I was a good girlfriend...
Oh. I don't know you, April, but I can tell you are a good girlfriend. And better, you're a good person. April, I can't make you any promises. There are certainly people who never learn to reach orgasm. And sadly, there are some who physically cannot. All women deserve to be able to orgasm, April. But it doesn't make you less of a woman if you can't.
Okay.
Not being able to orgasm is not a commentary on you or your worth. But I can tell you that in 220 prior shows, we have only twice been unable to resolve an issue like yours.
Wow.
And we have had some screaming successes. Are you ready to give this a try with me?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
Excellent. The first thing we're going to do is get you in the right headspace. So, do this for me, please. Take off your shoes. Sit back and relax. In fact, are you totally comfortable? You're looking very beautiful, but that dress may not be the most comfortable. Look, it's just us here. Would you like to take off the belt or the bra?
Oh, well, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's good. Let's do that. Take the belt off and get out of the bra and just relax. Here, how about we get you this ottoman to put your feet up? There you go. All set?
Okay.
Great. Now put your feet up. That's it. Scooch down a bit so you can rest your head. Perfect. Now, let's start with deep breaths. I want you to take a deep breath in. 2, 3, 4, and out. 2, 3, 4. And again, in. 2, 3, 4, and out. 2, 3, 4. Very good. Keep breathing. We want to keep those lungs full of fresh air. Now, I'm going to come behind you. Don't be nervous. Just keep breathing.
Okay.
That's it. I'm just going to rub right here at your temples. Don't be afraid. Relax. That's it. Good girl. Keep breathing. In, 2, 3, 4, and out. 2, 3, 4. Perfect. How's that?
So nice. So nice.
Wonderful. And if I rub your scalp just a little bit, just right here at the base of your beautiful hair.
Oh, yes, please.
That's it. Good job, April. Just relax. Let me do your shoulders. We carry so much tension in our shoulders and our arms, and all the smartphone computer nonsense doesn't help. There we go. Is it nice if I squeeze your shoulders?
Oh, yes.
And down your arms. Is that nice?
so nice.
Beautiful. Now keep breathing. I'm going to touch you here. Is that okay?
Yes, you can.
I'm just going to unbutton the top of your dress then. Is that okay?
Yes.
There we go. Now, how are my hands? Are they warm enough?
Oh, yes, so warm.
Do you like your breasts stroked? Is that nice for you? How about your nipples? Does it feel good if I softly tug them?
Oh, yes, that does. It feels, oh, wow.
Not all women, but many, experience a strong link between nipples and clitoris. If so, it tends to be more pronounced with one breast or the other. It's best to start by tugging lightly. Not right on the nipple, but right behind it, where it meets the rest of the breast on the areola. How's this, April? Which feels better, left or right?
Oh, the right.
Don't worry, I won't stop playing with these amazing nipples. You keep breathing. There we go. That's a good girl. April is breathing heavier and her pupils are becoming dilated. So I can see that for her, stimulation of the breast and nipples will be productive. April, may I kiss and lick these delicious looking nipples? I genuinely believe it will help you.
Oh God, yes. Please lick my nipples.
How is that, April? Do you like that?
Oh my God, yes. Please don't stop.
Not to worry, dear. We're just getting started. April, can I please ask you to sit up for a bit, just for a moment, so I can pull this lovely dress up. That's a girl. That's it. And off. Okay. Good job. Good girl. April, would you like me to kiss you?
Oh my God, yes. Kiss me. My boobs too, please. Please kiss me there.
Of course.
Oh God.
April, you're delicious. Now, just lean back. That's it. Right back. There you go. Good job. April, these cute little panties have to come off. That's okay, isn't it?
Yes, that's okay. That's okay. Okay. Take them off.
Okay, here we go. Listeners, let me paint you a picture. Our April is completely naked, and she is glorious. She really is a peach. April, that boyfriend of yours is lucky to have you.
Do you really think so?
Oh, I know so. So, sweetie, I'm going to ask you to start touching yourself. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Good. Now, let me show you. Take this hand. Yes, yeah, take it like this and just touch lightly. Is this how you do it at home? Maybe when you lock the door.
Yes, this is how.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. That's it. Just like that. Mm-hmm. Keep touching and I'll keep kissing these breasts.
Mm. Oh. Oh. Mm. Oh. Oh, it feels so good.
Mm. It does, doesn't it? Mm. You deserve this, April. You're worthy of it. You are incredibly beautiful, April. Mm.
But I can never get past this. It's so... It's so fucking frustrating.
Shh. It's okay. I know. So many of us have been there, April. But so many have also found our way past. So keep breathing. Keep touching. Keep touching that delicious-looking pussy.
Okay.
There you go. Mm. Good girl. That's it. Just try to focus a bit more on your clitoris. Mm. You know where. Ah, good. That's right. Rub around it. Mm. Is it a hot, hard little circle, April? Yeah. Does your little clit want to be rubbed?
Yes. Oh, yes, it does want.
Mm-hmm. Very good. There you go.
Oh.
Just like that. It's up to you, April, but if you want, you can put a finger inside. Would you like that?
I don't know. Will it help?
I'll tell you what. You keep rubbing and see how it feels. Okay, how is that now?
It feels like it always does. Like there's a fucking river I can't cross.
That's okay. That's okay, April. I can see that I might need to take this in hand. Literally. Can I get you just to spread your legs wider?
Okay.
That's it. Oh, perfect. Nice and wide. Give me some room. And let's see what I can do to help. I'm your guide today, and I will guide the way. Now, keep breathing. April, I will go slow. If you don't like anything, if anything at all feels wrong, just tell me, okay?
Okay.
To start, I'm just going to kiss. Kisses are okay, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I will kiss this pretty pussy. It's beautiful. You are so beautiful, April. So fucking sexy. Really. And if I lick, is this okay?
Oh my God.
I think that means you like it, yes? Let's continue then.
Oh, God. Oh, I do. Oh, I do like that. Why did no one ever...
Oh. So fucking delicious. I couldn't help but notice earlier that you liked attention right on your clit. Many women find that to be too much, but if I lick right here...
Oh.
That's okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. April, you're actually getting wetter. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
You're so fucking wet. I want to live in this pussy.
Yes. Oh. I, oh, oh my God. I feel it.
We can go on and off the clip. Circle around it.
Please don't. Please don't
suck it a little.
Please don't stop.
April.
Oh,
it may help if I had a finger or two. And you get to decide who is and isn't inside.
Oh my
you.
God. Mm-hmm.
So, can I please ask? Can I fuck you with my fingers?
Oh my Lord. Fuck me.
Gladly. I'll start slow and build up.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. Oh, oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Fucking fuck me.
That's it, April. That's it.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. You're being such a good girl. Take my fingers.
Yeah.
Take my fucking fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Now I can see you're in the right headspace. In a moment, I'm just going to lick right on the clock.
Don't stop fucking me. For the love of God, don't stop.
I won't stop. I won't stop, Echo. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Don't forget to breathe. You need oxygen. Okay, now focus on my tongue. My tongue is here for you. Are you ready?
Oh, please.
Okay. Come on, April. You can do it.
Oh, God.
I know you can do it. Come for me, April.
Yeah.
Come in my mouth.
Oh,
give it all to me, baby.
Fuck.
Give me your cum.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking God.
That's it.
Oh, fuck.
That's my girl. Just breathe. Just breathe. There you go.
I can't believe it. I mean, I thought I couldn't. I mean, what the fuck? What is fucking wrong with my boyfriend?
I know, honey. It's very emotional, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's breathe. Let's breathe. That's it. This is what I want all of you to know. This isn't about what you or your partner do right or wrong. Believe in you. You are a good person. You deserve pleasure. And you can have pleasure. Especially if you join my show again next week on episode 222 of Come Talk With Me.
Mark 25. Stop tape.
So, how was it?
I think I love you.
I know, dear. I know.